Sanna, bro, ja sä kuuntelet Staraa.
Yo, what's up, party people? This is Bay something from Sweden, and you're listening to the greatest radio channel of them all, Stara.
Tervetuloa Staran podcastin pariin. Tässä jaksossa otetaan puhelinyhteyksiä Helsingin suuntaan. Sieltä pitäisi löytyä hetken päästä langan päähän mies nimeltä Base Hunter, jonka pitäisi parhaillaan olla matkalla Helsingin keskustasta kohti Helsinki-Vantaan lentokenttää ja siitä sitten Manchesteriin, Britanniaan. Base Hunter on Boten Anna-kappaleista tuttu mieshenkilö, joka on tällä hetkellä kolmanneksi menestyneen ruotsalainen poppitähti aina Abban ja Ace of Basein jälkeen, eli kolmas artisti, joka on saanut albumiinsa Britannian lista ykköseksi, ja taannoinhan tuo Boten Annan englanninkielinen versio Now You're Gone vietti peräti 5 viikkoa brittilistan ykkösenä, ja taakse jäivät silloin muun muassa Rihanna, Britney Spears, Kelly Rowland ja monet muut tähdet. Nyt otetaan puhelinyhteyksiä Helsingin suuntaan. Tervetuloa mukaan.
Terve.
Terve, terve. Is this Jonas?
Yeah.
Did I woke you up?
No, you didn't woke me up. I'm in the car.
Okay. You're in Helsinki still?
Yeah, I'm on my way to the airport right now, so I'm driving through. I'm not driving, because if I was driving right now, I would do something very, very illegal. not only because I don't have a driving license, but because I don't think I'm sober yet.
So you did have an after party yesterday after this Elämä Lapselle concert?
We had a very big, we had a after party, and the thing is, me and my tour manager realized that we were filming a little bit yesterday, you know, with the cell phones. We made a couple of movies and forgot about them, so we just realized, we have just been watching them, and we realized that we were very, very drunk yesterday.
What kind of videos?
But we weren't up. We actually went back to the hotel at 1:30, so we were quite early.
I spoke with you last time 2 years ago, and a lot of things has happened since. Can you put that 2 years in a nutshell?
Well, those 2 years, I've been touring in Germany, Austria, Poland, the Czech Republic, a little bit in Russia, and maybe UK. And then in the end of 2007, I started touring in the UK. And I've been basically living in the UK since January. I mean, like, no, I'm not living there, but I mean, like, there, I've been in the UK almost every day, so it's been like hotels. And now I just started touring in France, then in the United States.
What's happening in the United States?
Well, I'm just getting established with my music, and I've had a couple of shows there, so the shows are really great, and there is quite many shows around New York, New Jersey, Chicago, and even as well Toronto in Canada and stuff. It's going to be a lot of shows around those areas in the future.
How do they like Eurodance music?
Well, the dance scene isn't as big in the U.S. as it is, for example, in Finland or in the Europe. In Europe in general, it's a very small group of people in the U.S. that actually creates the dance scene, if you know what I mean. But, I mean, there is, I don't know, I mean, like, I mean, there is a lot of people living there, so even if there is just a little amount of people, it's still a lot of people. So
lately, you did an English version of this, your phenomenal hit Boten Anna, that's Now You're Gone, and it was a phenomenal success, especially in UK.
Yeah.
How did it feel when, like, Britney and Rihanna and all of those huge artists were behind you in the singles chart?
Well, I mean, of course it felt good, but I felt a little bit sorry for Britney Spears, because she's going her that if it was possible, I could share the number one position with her. Just to make her feel a little bit better, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think she is a bit better already.
Yeah, she is better now. Probably only because I told her. That's probably only because I told her to, like, we can share if you want to. That's probably why she feels better now.
Have you met Brittany?
If I met Brittany?
Yeah.
I haven't. No comments.
What about those other huge international stars, Rihanna and stuff?
Well, I mean, when you're touring around and doing these big, like, festival shows and TV shows, I mean, you meet them, but you don't spend time with them because everybody's in a rush and everybody wants to, you know, do their job and then go back to the hotel or go home or whatever.
Mm.
So, and I don't blame them. I mean, like, if you reach their level of fame, I mean, I know sometimes how it can be, you can get really, really tired, you know, like, social time. I mean, like, when you have so much people around you all the time and so many people want to talk to you, and after a while, you don't want to, you know, talk to anyone. You don't want to see anyone. You just want to be alone. So I don't blame them for just leaving right after they've done their show.
Mm.
So, but I haven't reached that level yet. So I'm all staying and partying.
You have had your share of these scandalous headlines with your porn pictures.
They're still haunting me.
Your porn pictures got a lot of attention in the British press lately. Can you comment about that?
I love the pictures, but the only thing that I don't like with the pictures is that I look like shit. Now I have a tan, I'm a little bit more fit. My penis is 1 centimeter longer than before, so I would prefer to, you know, take new pictures and replace the old ones with the new ones, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I have nothing to hide. I mean, I like sex, and I have no problem showing that I like sex. And I have a big bazooka, so I don't have anything to be embarrassed about.
And now, when you're a huge star in the UK as well, and maybe in US soon, there's a lot of pretty girls around you all the time.
Well, there's always pretty girls around me all the time. Right now, there is a pretty girl around me. Not around me, but she's driving the car.
Okay.
I'm actually, this is the absolute, hang on, what's your name?
Eva.
My driver's name is Eva, and she is the absolute sexiest driver I've ever had in my entire life. I tried to kiss her yesterday, but she didn't. She said, "Fat and I'm not a killer."
No success.
No success. But she's very professional. If I think if I met her like privately, like off duty, she probably would have, be a little bit easier.
Yeah, maybe she's going to give you her phone number.
I don't know. I haven't. I'm going to ask her. Hang on. Eva, can I have your phone number? Because you know, I want to ask you out. Like next time I come in Finland, from Finland. Okay. She said she'll think about it.
Okay, that's a good sign.
Yeah, that's a good sign. Well. In most cases, if you think about it, that means no.
That's true. You have now your fourth album, Now You're Gone, out in UK as well. How has it gone in the charts?
Well, it was number one in the UK for a little bit more than 1 week. That's quite... I was so surprised. There is only two other bands four artists from Sweden that have achieved a number one album in the UK album chart, and that's ABBA, and it's Ace of Base, and now it's me. So I'm the third Swedish person that have a number one album in the UK, and it makes me proud, because I mean, I've produced the stuff myself and I've written most of the stuff myself. I mean, there is some covers on the album, so of course I can't say that I've written them, because the lyrics were already made, but all the music is produced by me, and all the songs that's not covers is written by me. So I feel very proud when that happened, and I'm very, very happy for it.
You're single, Now You're Gone. It was 5 weeks in number one in British singles chart, and that chart is one of the most important charts in the world.
That's true.
And
that's true.
Now you have your Angel in the Night in UK as well. How's that going?
You know, I don't know, because we finished the music video a couple of weeks ago, and I did a new version of it, like a single version, a bit more pumped up with some more real guitars and some cooler drums and stuff. But there is some... it's not released yet, so I don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, I mean, in Finland... I mean, when you hear Now You're Gone and All I Ever Wanted, it's like Botanana and Dota.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the same songs, but with English lyrics. So, I get a feeling that Angel in the Night, it's better for Finland, because it's like a little bit more rock sound on it. And, I mean, Finland is the country of rock and roll music, so... I don't know. Hopefully my Finnish fans will like this song.
What do you do when you have a day off? Or do you have?
Well, I have around maybe 20 days off a year. Last year I was at home for 2.5 weeks. No, for 3.5 weeks. And this year, so far, I've been at home... 8 days.
8 days.
So, as far as I know, the schedule says that I have 12 days at home this year. I mean, like, from now until December, until the next year, so I will be home with maybe 12 days more. But that's just like one Tuesday or one Thursday, and, you know, in between, like, all over the month.
So what do you do then?
I play computer games, like I produce some music. You know, when I'm always having a lot of ideas and stuff like that, making a few demos at home, and just relaxing and just taking it easy. Actually, I'm not spending too much time with anyone. I just want to sit alone at home, not doing anything. Maybe I, you know, call a girl or anything, or go out to meet the girl just for one day or something. Because you need some love too, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Do you have time to write your new music when you're on the road?
Hang on, you know, I'm just gonna say goodbye to my driver, to Eva. So you can speak a little bit with Joachim while I'm...
Okay.
Okay, wait, I will be back in 1 minute.
Hello, this is Joachim, and I will tell you the truth about Bass Hunter.
Okay, what happened last night?
He was so drunk, and he was having a really good time. He wasn't that drunk. It's the combination with the drunk and having a really good party. You can relax and let all the feelings go away, and only makes it happen. But I think we had the best after party ever yesterday.
Ooh, that's great. Did you have any Finnish blonde girls with you?
No, we were there to have fun, and only party we do together. Of course, we were looking at girls and speaking with girls, but we had our own company, me and Jonas together. That's perfect.
Yeah. Tag team.
The real tag team. Finland is so it's a fantastic country, and everybody is nice and happy, and yeah, it's perfect.
What happens today? Where are you going?
Today I'm going home. Jonas is going to UK, and then he will go to France for Friday and Saturday.
Busy guy.
Yeah, it really is. His second home is the airplane. Yeah, he's back here now. Bye.
Are you in the airport already?
Yeah.
Great. And you're going to UK today?
Yeah.
And after that, where?
I don't know. I will find out when I give them my passport. I think Manchester or London.
Okay. Have a nice flight to UK today, and talk to you later.
Kitos, my friend. Itse kaksi kolme, neljä, kymmenen. Ciao.
Tällaisissa krapulatunnelmissa siis haastateltiin tällä kertaa Bass Hunteria. Kiitos seurasta ja käy tsekkaamassa päivittäin tuoreimmat viihdeuutiset haastattelut ja paljon muuta mukavaa verkosta osoitteesta stara.fi. Se on taas kerran, moro!